Up next on American Restoration.
It's 30 feet tall.
Oh my God.
Came down to get my rocket slide fixed.
Look at the size of this thing. Why is it apart?
Well, I thought I could do it myself.
I don't even know where to start. Somebody call Mr. Wizard. Oh, wow, that thing's cool.
I don't want you just to restore this pump. We want you to turn this into a coin counter as well.
Wow. You want me to cut it, split it all apart?
Correct.
I got a nearly triple the size of this thing. It's gonna be impossible.
Yeah, man, you're killing me, dude.
No, you can't just nail me like that. That's wrong. This rocket slide has been a huge pain in the ass. When it rains, it pours.
There's no way you're gonna be able to get in the hole before it wants to kill one of us.
Shut up and listen.
Pull, boys! Don't get too close, Dave! What?
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle.
Hey, babe.
What's up?
I think the rocket slide guy is here, and he brought it in a moving truck.
Oh, my God. Look at that mess. Thanks, Kelly.
We recently got a call from a guy that wants us to look at some sort of slide that he wants to get restored.
Judging by the looks of this guy's truck, this thing is a lot bigger than I was expecting. Holy.
Hey, Rick.
Nels.
Nels, good to meet you. You know, I heard this thing was coming. I had no idea it was this big.
It's 30 feet tall.
Wow. 30 feet tall? And it's all what, in pieces?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of pieces.
Cowboy, Tyler, Bradley, get over here. I need some hands.
I came down to Rick's Restoration today to get my Apollo-era 1969 rocket slide fixed. The thing is huge, and there's a lot of different types of pieces.
One, two, three. Get on, Tyler, get underneath. Nice and easy, boys.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
This thing is the biggest thing that's ever came in the shop. Look at the size of this thing.
When this guy called me and told me he was dropping off a slide, I figured no problem. But I didn't expect something that was potentially three stories tall. Not to mention that it's in nearly 50 different pieces, and I have no idea what it's supposed to look like.
One of my first questions is, why is it apart?
Well, I thought I could do it myself, so I thought it's gonna have to come apart if it's gonna be done right.
Gotcha. Yeah, well, you got the process down, that's for sure. But we usually take pictures of stuff as we tear it apart, and that's our manual. When stuff comes in a million pieces, it's like we got no manual at all.
Well, I got a nice original brochure from the company.
Whoa.
This is all you got to work on.
This is what, 60s?
Yeah, Apollo era 1960s.
In the 60s, the space race was a huge part of American culture. Rides like this were popular because all the kids loved to pretend that they were astronauts, either landing on the moon or taking a ride to Mars.
What pieces are missing? Because it's very hard to tell right now.
We got support poles here. We're gonna need 42 of those. I brought one of them as a sample. I thought it'd be easier if you just remanufactured them. They're in pretty bad shape.
You left them at home?
Yep.
Yeah, man, you're killing me, dude. Somebody call Mr. Wizard.
It's a lot of work.
Well, I can see a huge challenge for me here. Big time. I mean, you can tell somebody took it apart with a torch, so they've blown holes out, so there's a lot of repair. The making of some molds, you know, the...
You all right? Just take a deep breath.
I'm like at a loss. I don't even know where to start. When people come in, I need to be able to give them some kind of a close quote. This thing? I mean, quite honestly, it's got me baffled. I'm overwhelmed. I have no clue.
So, can you give me any kind of price on this?
Well, I think right around 15,000.
15 is really pushing the top of my budget, but I want it done right, and I think we're just gonna have to go forward. It's the moon or bust.
Yeah. Moon or bust, cool. I like that.
All right, bud.
Thank you.
Take care.
It's such a big project. I think Rick is a little bit taken aback. It worries me a little bit that at this point, I don't think he knows exactly how he's gonna get it done. But I'm hoping when I come back that this will be all ready and it's gonna blast off to the moon and not blow up on the launch pad.
What did I just get myself into?
Let's do this.
This thing's enormous, man.
I know, it's giant.
First thing we gotta do is tear the rest of this thing apart immediately. That way we can inventory all the parts and come up with a game plan on how we're gonna get this thing put back together. The more efficient we can be, the more likely we're gonna finish on time and stay within budget.
Ew. A halfway thing my dad has lost his mind taking on a project this big, but he's the boss, so we all just gotta bust ass and hopefully pull this off. Get it off of there and let's go. Yeah! Hallelujah!
This rocket slide is definitely keeping us busy. And now I'm meeting up with another customer, and I just hope that this project isn't very complicated.
How you doing?
Good, Jeremy O'Brien.
Good to meet you. That is a really, really nice bike.
Thank you.
But I don't think you really want that restored right now, are you?
No, it's brand new. Didn't you get a package?
Yeah. It's over here.
Customers send me projects all the time, and normally I like to take a look at it before they get there. But I haven't had one free moment to look at this thing.
Check it out.
Oh, wow, that thing's cool.
Brought you a Wayne 60.
Wow. This is probably what, 1935, 37, somewhere in that range. Yeah, these are cool. Wayne was a big deal because at that time, gas pumps, they had clock faces. All they really showed you was how many gallons you got. Wayne came up with the first computing pump. A computing pump is basically what this is. And what this does, when you go up and you get your gas, now it's gonna give you everything. How many gallons and the total sale.
Okay.
We restore a lot of gas pumps, so this project is perfect for my guys to handle on their own so that I can focus on that rocket slide.
So you want this thing all original on the outside?
I'm still aesthetically original.
What do you mean?
I don't want you just to restore this pump. I want you to turn this into a coin counter as well.
Coin counter? What's coin counter? What's coin counter?
Well, I work for a bank, and we'd put it in our lobby. We'd be able to have our customers come in and deposit their coins in it.
Holy crap. Well, how big is it, the coin counter? Is it wider than the pump?
A little bit.
Is it deeper than the pump?
A little bit.
So what you're saying is you want me to cut it, slice it down the side, split it all apart, slice it down the front, and open it up enough, big enough to put this thing in.
Correct.
Wow. All right, so for the total restoration, I'm looking between $5,800 to about $6,300.
That much, huh?
Yeah, it's quite a bit of work. It's not just a regular restoration, for sure. It's not. But I guarantee you that you're gonna love it. I guarantee that.
We can make that work.
Okay, cool. Let's go in the office and
all
take
right.
care of some paperwork.
No matter how busy we may be, the last thing that I'm gonna do is turn away this job. The only problem is, I just don't know how I'm gonna pull off two major projects at the same exact time. Now that we got the coin counting pump to worry about, I'm really gonna need the total help of all my crew, especially from my new foreman, Tyler. So it's gonna be up to him to follow this rocket slide down the line so that we can stay on schedule.
Hey, Nate, how's it going?
What's going on, Tyler?
Our sandblast room can't fit something this big, and if we sandblast outside, a dust cloud will go everywhere. So we brought someone in to try a different method called ice blasting.
What do you use? Holy.
We use dry ice. Blasting rice is what they call it, or a rice pellet. It'll burn you if you hold on to it a little bit too long, so we're using gloves and the safety equipment we need.
But nice.
About the hardness of a fingernail
yeah.
on the diamond scale.
Wow.
So it's tough enough to get it done when we push as much air as we do, but it's soft enough not to damage anything.
Man, and that's just badass.
The best part about this is the dry ice totally evaporates. So all we have to do is sweep up the paint chips when we're done. No muss, no fuss.
Tyler, bring the toolbox. We got a ton of work going on this rocket slide that a customer dropped off earlier. But that's not the only thing we got going on here. Another customer dropped off this old gas pump that he wants converted into a coin counter. These are both very challenging projects, and it really doesn't help for them both to come in at the same time. I mean, you know, when it rains, it just pours.
What is this?
This is a coin counter, and we got to make a bunch of marks on it, because this has to go inside here. That's right, and it's too narrow.
It's too everything.
It's too narrow, so we got to cut it up, okay?
Because the coin counter is longer and wider than the original pump, we're going to make some marks on it before we even tear it down. So when it gets back from sandblasting, the marks will still be there, and we can figure out exactly where the coin counter's got to go.
All right, watch very carefully, son.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, were you paying attention?
Yeah.
Good, your turn.
Good, because that line was crooked.
What you talking about? Let's see how you do.
That's much straighter.
It's good. It's much straighter than mine.
Where's the black? You know, exactly.
I'll give it to you. Yeah. It's a mark. That's all we really need.
Exactly.
Because once we get it done blasting, those marks are still going to be there.
Yeah.
And then we're going to start cutting up. I got stuff to do. Go ahead and finish this out.
Thanks, Dad. So nice.
Earlier, a customer brought in a 30-foot rocket slide that was missing a bunch of pieces.
We're gonna need 42 support poles here.
You're killing me, dude.
In addition to all the bodywork that we got in this, I also have my guys making over 40 new poles that are gonna structurally hold this whole thing together. Meanwhile, now that all the parts to the gas pump have been sandblasted, Phil is using the marks that Tyler and I made earlier to split this thing apart. Because the pump is too small to fit the coin counter in, we only have one choice, and that's to make the pump bigger. So Dave and I are gonna get started on the base and the frame that support the whole thing.
All right, ready? Let's try it out.
Wow, that is making it huge. I mean, that thing was originally like this by this.
The biggest challenge we're gonna have is changing the structural integrity of it. So we need to make something that's gonna support the half a ton this thing's gonna weigh.
Here we go.
Inches, what we're looking for.
Okay.
We got 39.
That's definitely not square.
Oh yeah.
And we already started welding the thing. Nothing's friggin' easy this week.
That's gonna be a deal. What's this?
A 25 and 5/8.
Everything starts with a foundation. If our measurements are even a millimeter off, the whole thing could topple over when we're finished. If we don't come up with a solution fast, we're gonna have to start all over on this project, and we just don't have time for that.
Oh boy.
While I have my hands full with this gas pump, there's still a ton of work to be done with this rocket slide. This thing is turning into a nightmare.
I don't want to hit it too hard, but these are pretty hammered, so.
Yeah, they are.
This slide looks like it got shot down by the Death Star. It's so beat up. This metal is also real thin, so we have to take our time and get all the dents, bumps, and dings out one at a time.
All right, let's grab some clamps and start tying these sides down.
All right.
Dave and I are still trying to figure out how to get the base of this gas pump perfectly square like it needs to be.
You're about a 16th under.
That's a 16th of an inch.
Yeah, that's good right there.
Good?
In order to compensate for our measurements being off, we're tying the whole thing down and then slightly adjusting each side and then hoping for the best.
Okay.
Okay, you got 45 and a quarter. Oh, you're right on. 45 and a quarter.
Get this bad boy tacked up.
This project has got us so far behind. But now that we got the measurements on it, it feels like we can start making progress on this thing. I just hope nothing else holds us up.
It's like welding the Grand Canyon together.
Hell yeah.
I got so many big projects going on right now, I'm gonna have to get some help with this rocket slide. This fiberglass guy across town, he just may be the guy that saves my ass and make these deadlines.
Hey, JR.
What's going on? How you been?
All right. I really do not like farming stuff out. But sometimes in my business, it's smarter to outsource unique stuff like this rather than buy all the equipment and employ a full-time guy like JR.
I do all sorts of fiberglass repair, design, creation, anything in fiberglass.
Okay, on the slide. What are you going to have to do to this piece?
Well, I see some issues down here where it's cracked.
Okay.
And it looks thin.
This is right.
That thin.
Okay.
So on the back side, I would add some more fiberglass, make the whole thing a little more rigid.
Okay.
And then on the front side, after we grind out and fix all these stress cracks, repair those.
All right.
Then after you glass it, you reshape it back smooth again with the rest of it, and then shoot the gel coat.
Gotcha. So you're going to a clean surface and then starting over.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right.
Yep. So this is the fiberglass that everybody thinks of. People associate that fiberglass and plastic are the same kind of elements. They're not. A sheet of fiberglass is probably 10 times the cost. Each one of them fibers, there's 90 filaments. When you break that apart, there's 90 hairs in there.
Wow. That's glass, basically, too.
That is glass. So this is beach sand that's pulverized under high heat, melted down.
Man.
People underestimate the amount of work that is required. It's not cheap. The material's expensive, and the things that you have to do to work with it, everything's harder to do.
And as far as price, I mean, I don't know if you can right now, but can you give me like a ballpark or no?
I'd like to think about it some more.
You're gonna need to look at it.
I need to look at it, yeah.
All right,
and I'll give you a number.
All right, if I'm gonna have to trust this guy to stay within my budget, he's really gonna have to try to get this thing done fast so that we can still finish this project when the customer is expecting it. All right, how's it going?
Good.
I'm needing to see this thing lit up. I'm needing to see it working. Now that we're back on track with the rocket slide, we still have to finish up with this coin counting pump. Everything's pretty much together, but we don't even know if this thing works.
Fonz, are you ready to
put
it in?
Yes.
I'm hoping that we did this right. It looks pretty good, but I'm worried about those, you know, the numbers lighting up.
Are you ready, Rick?
I am ready. After all the time and effort that we've put into this pump, if this thing doesn't turn on, I don't know what we're gonna do. Nice! We got it!
Got a few more final things to do on it, some touch-up things, and this thing's done.
So go ahead and finish those pieces, and we'll get this thing to the customer. All right?
Awesome.
Cool, cool, cool. It looks awesome.
Okay, Fonzie. It's a wrap.
You been doing?
Oh, you know, a little banking here and there.
Hey, Dave!
Came down to Rick's restoration today to pick up my gas pump that I had Rick convert into a coin counter for my bank.
You sort of noticed it's a little bigger, right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, this was hard. It was like building a hot rod and slicing it into six sections and having it all come out and work at one time. I can't even tell you. So, you ready?
I'm ready. Let's see it.
Because this thing took a lot of time.
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go, Dave. One. Two, three.
Wow, that's amazing. Look at those colors, that's awesome.
Wow. Yeah, it came out nice, I'm proud of it. You proud of it?
I'm happy it's done.
Yeah, me too, that's a fact. You don't even know what the week's been like. This was hard, I can't even tell you. Everything on this thing has been hand fabricated, everything on it.
We knew we had to get that coin pump inside the machine itself. Basically what it is, cut it in quarters.
Okay.
And stretched it out all four ways. These are brand new doors made from scratch. These side pieces, we split them in half and we added 10 inches into them.
Okay.
Now, when we cut up the computer in here to get your LCD screen in there.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it looks good now, but what a nightmare it was to do that.
Awesome. Well, it looks great. Does it work?
Yeah, let's give it a shot. All right, so up here is gonna read.
Yep.
Okay. So you come up, dump your money in there.
Yeah, it's working.
Yeah.
How about that?
Pretty good, huh?
All right. It's more than I expected.
Yeah.
You did a fantastic job.
Yeah.
You guys are great.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
Good.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Well, let's go in the office, take care of the paperwork. Dave.
I'm getting my money back.
Okay. All right. Earlier, we got in a really cool rocket slide that we're trying to fix up. This thing is getting so far behind schedule. At this point, I don't think we're gonna pull this thing off at all.
Hello, this is
Dell. Hey, Nels, it's Rick Dale. How are you?
How are you doing? Pretty good.
You know, I told you that I was going to have this rocket slide done by the end of the day.
Yes.
It doesn't look like that's going to happen. We still got a ways to go on this thing.
All right.
If you could just give me a few more days, I think, in fact, I know we can get this thing totally put together.
That should be okay.
Hey, thank you very, very much for being understanding, Nels.
All right, thanks for getting in touch.
I'll make this happen, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye now.
Careful with it.
My entire business relies on my reputation. So if I fail to meet a deadline, it's really gonna hurt. And we still have some major hurdles to deal with on this rocket slide. So we're definitely not out of the woods yet.
All right, first of all, this has to go in the hole. So we need something 40, 50, 60 foot long, which I don't know what we're gonna use. In order to start building on this slide, I need to get this very, very large pole in the ground. That's the first piece that I need to start with. So it has to go in the ground today. I don't know, what do you guys think about sticking that in there?
You just lift it up with a forklift. If you lift up there, this bottom's automatically gonna wanna come down, and then you just go like this.
What's gonna hold this end? And as we're lifting—
Hold what end? It's gonna do this.
I see what you're saying, but we still have to get it up high enough to get it in here.
Tether it up? I think all six of us are just gonna lift it up.
There's no way. It's like 700 pounds.
That's definitely not gonna work. Huh.
Well, I'm almost out of ideas.
I've been really worried about making this rocket slide happen since the first day I came into the shop. In hindsight, I should have said no to the whole project, but now there's no turning back, and I'm a man of my word.
We're full of ideas.
Not good ones.
We gotta figure out how we're gonna get this 700-pound, 30-foot pole in the ground without breaking it or killing anybody.
So, what happens if you cut the pole?
Cut what pole?
Just this? Down to here.
No, we don't want to do that.
What happens if you notched here?
Yes. I like that idea.
There, yes.
And then it would have...
Sit it in there. It has no place to go.
It should just go straight up and fall in the notch.
This is going to be sketchy.
This is going to be sketchy.
Ron came up with the only idea that's going to make this deal work. We've already sank an 8-foot pipe into the ground, and that should hold the pole. Now we've got to cut a notch into the pipe so that it has somewhere to sit when we lift the pole up in the air and slide it in. Whoop, whoop. Hopefully this will keep it from sliding out of the pipe and guide it down into the hole.
Is that better?
That's it.
Like a glove.
I have a budget to deal with, and unfortunately the budget wasn't there for a crane. So we had to do what we have to do. I'm hoping that the notch in the base is enough to hold this thing up as we're lifting it so that it doesn't come crashing down.
He's gotta go forward and lift, forward and lift. Whoa, Dave, you're moving. Damn it.
I got a highway to one side, a business to the other, and a whole crew surrounding it. If this thing falls, I'm gonna be in deep.
There's no way you're gonna be able to pull that way fast enough to get in the hole before it wants to kill one of us.
Shut up and listen to one guy. Tyler and Ron, all you're gonna do is guide it this way and this way. Nice and easy. One, two, three. Pull, 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 boys! Pull, pull! 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 Don't get too close, Dave!
I'm up against it right now.
We gotta pull! Pull! Don't give up! Hey, everybody, hey! Easy.
Scary.
Whose heart's beating as hard as mine?
Mine is, for sure.
Things are finally coming together on this rocket slide. We got some of the galvanized parts back, so we're gonna start fitting this behemoth back together, one level at a time.
Ready for the stairway to heaven?
Well, I'm looking through the stuff that the customer sent me.
Okay.
Then it says attach the bottom platform wedges.
Gotta be those.
Right. So I think we'll start here.
Yep.
Okay.
No place better than that.
We'll go all the way around.
All right, you got holes. It's right there.
Okay.
Come on, Dave, let's dig it in.
Put some hair around it. Get that bottom one.
All right, let's just go ahead and get all these tightened up and those other threes in there.
Okay.
Okay, and then when you get ready to get on top, the steps all the way up the little stairway to heaven there.
Stairway to heaven.
Call me back, okay?
You got it.
All right, guys.
It. All right. This is not fun.
No, it's not.
God dang. How are you? I'm Rick.
Hi, Rick. I'm Tom.
Tom, good to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
What's going on?
I have something for you to restore.
Well, let's see what you got. I can't wait. There's so many problems that keep popping up on this rocket slide that are taking up all my time. But I can't afford to turn away any new projects if I want my business to keep growing. Oh, man, that is cool.
I came to Rick's restoration today to get my Buddy L road roller restored.
Oh, God dang, that is awesome.
I guess it's a rare old toy that was only made between the late 20s and early 30s.
Where'd you get that?
It's been in the family since the 30s.
Wow.
When I was a young boy, my father got it out of the garage and let me play with it.
Man, that's a steamroller.
Yes, it is.
It is Buddy L, right?
Buddy L, yep.
They made parts for tractors and equipment and stuff like that. And then in 1921, they started making toys and stuff for kids.
Okay.
And there was a son, his nickname was Buddy. So okay. They called it Buddy L. And that's how these toys came about as far as the name on these toys. That's an incredible piece. So does this have, like, some meaning to you?
My father passed away last October,
right.
And I'm trying to restore some of his old stuff.
Yeah.
So I saw this in the basement, and I go, boy, I'd really like to restore that and preserve it and pass it down to future generations.
Right, that's awesome. There's a lot of parts on the thing. I mean, all the little itty-bitty details that they did on this, it was all working so that you would see how it turned, you would see how you lit it up, you would see the motor moving. It probably was built just like the original one.
Yes, it is.
That's so cool. So, in order to get the restoration done on this exactly like it was, like out of the box, we'll have to take it apart, figure out some of the parts that were broken, then we'll strip it all out, you know, meaning take all this old paint off and everything, smooth it out, go ahead and put a paint job on it, do the nickel plating on the motor. But as far as getting that all done, I'm looking around $2,200.
Okay, why so much?
Well, I mean, we're probably gonna have 20 hours total in the whole piece. When it's small like that, it's almost just as hard as a big piece. And it's very important to me to get it exactly right.
I know I want it done right, and yeah. I want it done
yeah. So
it looks brand new.
It will. It'll look brand new, I promise you. I promise you. So you good with that?
Yes, I am.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Thank
you very much. That is an awesome piece.
When Rick first said $2,200, I'm like, nope. But if that's what it takes to get it back restored to original, hopefully it'll be worth it.
Hey, JR, how you doing?
Hi, Rick.
I needed to know a price quite a while back. What's the price you got now?
It's going to be about $12,000.
No, we can't do that.
Well, it is what it is.
You can't just nail me like that. That's wrong. That's just wrong. A little while ago, we got in a giant rocket slide, and nothing has gone smooth with this project. We finally got the pole in the ground, and now my fiberglass guy is updating me with the price, and it don't look good. Right now, you need to stop, all right? Just stop. Don't do a goddamn thing, and I'll come over, all right? Don't do nothing. All right, bye.
Jeez, what happened?
The rocket slide happened. The fiberglass guy wants to charge me 3 times what I put aside for it, and there's no friggin' way I can afford that. It'll eat up the whole budget. I've spent a lot of money and everything's basically done.
We're just waiting for the slide.
We're waiting for the slide.
Well, I mean, so what are you gonna do then?
I'd have a very hard time eating it, and I'd have a very hard time telling him come pick the thing up. So, I don't know.
What's coming? Oh, it's coming out. There it is.
Oh. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Body work. My dad just left to go talk to the fiberglass guy about the budget he gave us on the rocket slide. I've never seen him this stressed. So if we're gonna keep on schedule with the Buddy L toy we just got in, I gotta take charge of this thing. First, Brettley and I are taking it apart. And this thing has tons of little parts, so hopefully we're not missing anything.
There it is.
Okay, stop.
Oh, no. Where's the other piece of that gear?
Yeah, all these pieces.
You gotta be me. When we tore the drivetrain apart, two of the gears were totally shattered. So we're gonna have to make these things from scratch.
All right, that kind of sucks.
This rocket slide has been one major headache after another. We missed our deadline. I had a hell of a time getting the support pole into the ground. And now the fiberglass guy wants to charge way more than what I budgeted.
Situations like these are always hard to navigate, so I'm gonna head over to his place right now and see what we can do. If this thing falls through, everybody's gonna end up losing. Hey, JR.
Hey, Rick. How you doing?
We need to talk.
Rick will be out of my shop today and discuss some issues with the budget and getting it in a reasonable price that we all three can work with.
You know, it was like double the price. So everything else is finished. And I was on budget with everything. So how's the slide going?
I'm just about done with the ugly work. And you remember how thin it was.
Okay. Oh, you already hit the back already?
Yeah, here was the major crack.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's 28 pounds heavier now.
Yeah.
That's
that looks good. Hard. This is probably the most critical of the functioning part.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. I was surprised how thin it was.
It didn't get a crack in half like it was gonna before.
The slide's in a lot better shape now, so that was money well spent. But we still gotta figure out how we're gonna scale back a bit so that we can stay in budget.
That looks awesome.
Yeah.
I like the blue.
That's just sprayed, that's not polished out or nothing. And now the next step is where all the work begins.
Right, if you wanted to,
if you wanted to make that
polish them out
shiny, like the side of a boat or something. Yeah,
just like these are. I mean, this is perfect.
Just leave it the way it is. It's a lot of cheaper. You're saving all that polishing labor.
Don't polish it, absolutely.
Yeah, shoot the gel coat.
I agree with that. I totally agree with that on every single thing here.
That would be done instead of three more days worth of work. There's at least three.
And you got that on everything?
Yes.
Yeah, this is done.
The gel coating right now has a real good shine to it, so the polishing is gonna be unnecessary. That should save me several days of labor and bring the cost down big time. So now that the budget crisis is handled, JR can finish out all the fiberglassing and get this project back on schedule.
The backside's done. We'll do the topside repairs.
Okay.
Finish getting that white off. Shoot it all in white.
All right.
Perfect. See if we can get back on track.
Perfect. I hear you. All right.
Sounds
thanks,
good.
Thanks, JR. Thank you.
For coming by.
All right.
All right, we're gonna figure out how many tees should be there, draw it up, and then we're gonna take it to Water Jet Ted, and then he's gonna cut us one out of metal.
Sweet.
When Brettley and I tore this toy apart, all the gears in his driving mechanism were shattered. Dave and I are sketching out the exact measurements the best we can. But if we're off by just a hair, they won't work at all. All right, so we have half the gear. So really, if we just did the number of teeth times two, that should be the gear.
You only need a quarter of it, really. Now we gotta count the teeth, huh?
In just the quarter, right? So if you quarter it, then...
Yeah, multiply it by four.
So half, 14 half, times half. Four times four is 16.
I thought you did good math, dude.
All right, hold on. So four times four is 16, six, carry the one. One times four is four, five, 56. There should be 56 teeth. Now start doing some long division.
All right, man, that's it. Load them up, go see this Water Jet Ted guy, and come back with my parts.
I'll bring you back the pieces, and you can put it back together.
Awesome.
Awesome. Hey, Ben.
Good. Good to see you.
A little while back, I had Water Jet Ted create a steel emblem for a candy machine we were working on. The Water Jet worked awesome. So I'm hoping I can handle all the little teeth on these gears just the same. That way, these spin like clockwork.
Did you get something drawn up?
I did. The only thing I was gonna ask you about was the center to center on the gears.
What's your concern?
Just, we don't wanna get them too close because you're limited on the space that you have here.
On the insert?
Yeah. You can't get any closer than this.
Okay.
Otherwise, you see where the teeth are interfering with each other?
Yep.
They're actually touching?
Yep.
And as this one rotates, it has to have room to
come out. And if they're too close in, you'll just be jammed.
Yep.
Right?
If the teeth are too close together, the mechanism will lock up and we'll be screwed. I really don't have any other option, so we'll adjust it as best we can and just cross our fingers when we assemble this thing.
Here we go.
Oh, God. Oh, snap. Man, Ted, that's awesome.
There we go.
That is just extremely badass. The gears look awesome, but I really hope they work. Thanks
always
a lot.
You're welcome.
Been a pleasure.
Yep.
Have fun cleaning up.
Between the Buddy L steamroller toy, and the rocket slide, we really got our hands full right now. With this Buddy L project, Dave is repairing the hardware mounts that hold the roof in place, while Brettley is sandblasting all the parts. And Phil is taking care of the bodywork so we can get this thing to paint.
Okay. Uh-huh. Buttons in. Get one and then I'll go over there. See if we can get a wave out of him. Oh, that was good.
Classic.
I'm trying to be gentle with you. I don't want to scratch you up.
Kyle is putting all the Buddy L steamroller pieces back together before the customer arrives.
Does it have all the racks in it?
No.
Somebody's here.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Rick.
How's it going?
Good. I'm here for the Buddy L.
Yeah, good to see you.
I see you. I'm here today to pick up my Buddy L road roller that Rick has restored for me. This was in the family for many years. It's pretty bad shape, but I did bring it in. I remember it as a kid riding on it and breaking it, so I'm looking forward to see it restored to a new condition.
This was the family members, right?
It was my dad's.
It was your dad's.
In the family, too.
Okay. It had a lot of broken parts.
Okay.
When I opened it up, they're old, and they're rare, and they're very hard to find parts.
So you made parts?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. We had to make parts. We had some struggles with this
thing. It's only a little toy.
I know. I totally agree with you. We had three guys working on that little toy. All right. I'm ready.
All right.
You ready? Here we go. One, two, three.
Wow. Wow. When I first saw the Buddy L, I was just shocked how well it was restored. When I used to play with it, it was old and pretty beat up. I had no idea what it was going to look like when I got done. I mean, great job. I'm very happy. It looks incredible. I mean, the colors, the stickers, the repairs, and I'm glad you figured out the right way it's supposed to go. I mean, it's just incredible.
Does this bring back memories then?
Oh, yeah. In the backyard and on South Main Street out there in the dirt piles, I'm playing with that.
Yeah.
I don't think this would be going in any dirt piles.
No. No, it's a pretty one.
So exactly tell me what you did.
What we did is we tore it apart. Actually, Tyler and Brettley tore it apart, and they brought it back to me with a bunch of pieces.
So the gear itself was broke or missing?
It broke. When we hit the 100 pin pieces.
Okay.
And then we took it to a guy named Water Jet Ted, and he did it.
Wait a minute, Water Jet Ted?
We got Water Jet Ted and Artist Ted.
Yeah, okay. So that's how we deciphered. Okay. So he water jetted all the teeth out for us.
So now we got aluminum gears on both sides.
Yeah, okay. So everything works?
Everything works.
Wow.
This turns this way.
Which turns this one? Which turns this?
Excellent. Excellent.
It's pretty wild. You know, this very sophisticated little toy. When the wheel's spinning, this flywheel's spinning.
Okay.
And it's running the pistons.
Unbelievable. Look at that. How did you get to reproduce the decals?
Decals are all been done by hand. I'm really amazed. I mean, if you look down at his decals, he's nailed it.
Right.
All the way down to every single letter inside that.
That's
beautiful.
Yeah, nice job.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Tyler, all your hard work,
awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, I appreciate it. It was just incredible what he did. Incredible. When I get it home, everybody in the family is gonna wanna play with it, and they're not gonna be able to. New rule, and can't play with it in the backyard. It can be looked, don't touch.
Once you guys quit playing around, this thing isn't done yet.
This rocket slide has put everybody under stress. And right now, I can't believe we're finally into the home stretch.
Yeah, just park right here.
All right.
Yeah.
I got Tyler up front holding off Nels so that he doesn't get a glimpse of this thing before we can show it to him in all its glory.
Hey, Tyler.
How you doing, Nels?
Pretty good. I hope Rick took good care of my spacecraft.
Yeah.
I've come down to Rick's restoration today to see how he's done with my Apollo-era playground rocket slide.
I promise I'm not going to kidnap you.
All right. This better be good. When I first brought the item to Rick, it was in pieces, and I wanted this to be exactly as it originally was made.
Now come straight.
I'm a little worried to see if Rick can come through on this.
We're going to turn you around.
Turn you around.
Like this.
So now keep your eyes closed.
The sheer size of this thing makes it the biggest challenge we've ever taken on. And the true test of success is if this customer really likes it.
Now on three, we'll turn you and open your eyes at the same time.
Okay, here we go.
You excited?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
One, two, three.
Open your eyes, turn around.
Go.
Wow. That is just out of this world. This is fantastic. Look at that. Absolutely beautiful.
When I first saw the rocket slide, I was just taken aback by the colors. The candy stripe, the mirror finish on the slide, the cone, everything. You just did a fantastic job.
There we go.
Going in. Goes. That's going in quick. Goes.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez, that's so high.
Oh. So how does it feel now?
Wow. This is fantastic.
Look at that smile. I love it.
Mission control, begin countdown. I'm coming down for a landing.
Oh, he's so going down it.
Here we go.
Whoa.
Like you remember?
That was the first test ride.
Thanks a lot, Rick. This is a dream come true.
Good.
I'm glad I could help you make that dream, because believe me, this was a nightmare for me.
I didn't think it was going to happen.
How did you do all this? I brought it to you in pieces.
Yeah. I mean, you gave me enough pieces to get started with, and we sort of figured it out. But my biggest thing was the fiberglassing. The mold that you had some pits in it. So he ended up redoing a new mold for you and got us a smooth one. The slide was very, very weak. It was reinforced. And then the stainless steel, we went and polished all that out. The powder coating to me looks like porcelain.
That galvanizing, that's going to last for decades.
Right, yeah. Right. It's going to last a long, long time.
It really looks like chrome. I'm looking up there,
yeah,
and it just
nice
pops.
And shiny.
It is very shiny. The funniest part was putting the pole in the ground, though.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, you figure this thing's 30-something feet. Erecting something this large, you know, without an erector guide.
Yes, there's no instruction manual with this.
Right. We had straps and pulling and forklifts.
Oh, man.
It was crazy.
Well, I'm really pleased.
Good.
I mean, you did a fantastic job. This thing is going to last a lifetime, my lifetime.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
This is the first time I've seen it all in one piece. So it was great to be able to go up to the top and then down and slide on my very own rocket slide. That was just amazing.
Hold on. Oh, no. Jeez.
That was not a wise decision.
Oh, yeah.
Yo! Ow, my hand! That sounds like it hurts!
Yeah!
Again! Seems not gonna be here forever.